This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
We're good. Is he mad at us?
No, I've been asking too many questions.
Oh, I just know he wants to kill me. I know the thought of, like, me just makes him crazy.
I've only used this one other time. He can't be that mad at me.
Yeah, this is cool. So, baddies, we're, like, kind of recording a little differently today because none of us are together, obviously, if you can't hear that. But we're hoping that this is, like, kind of a solution to, you know, I got the baby and a million things going on, so... maybe we could do a little more like this if it's okay with y'all and if we do it right. Yeah. And then also we get to do real-time things like discuss, you know, current topics.
Yeah. I feel like because I live so far away that it's always like we never get that on time.
Yeah. And I just felt like we needed an emergency session today to talk about Drake's snake.
Has Alan seen it yet?
Well, when I told him and Rachel we were going to do an episode on Drake Snake, they both said, what?
Neither of you guys knew?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
She still doesn't know. I don't think they have any idea.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Do you want to set this up, Trey?
Okay. So I didn't even know. I live in my own world when I have the kids, so I didn't know it was happening because I post and then I get off Instagram. So, like, I do it and then I'm done. Like, I'm quick in and out. So I didn't, like, spend time seeing what was going on. And then my group chat started going crazy. And it was like, holy shit, have you seen Drake's dick? And I was like, no. Like, what do you mean? Why would I have seen that? And they were like, it's all over the internet. And I was like, shut up. So they sent it to me. And I was like, wow. Like, this man was always kind of the GOAT. But, like he did Degrassi and then turned it in. He got hot. And then turned it into a successful music career. Like, this man is a GOAT. But now we know how big his dick is. Like,
I think we should.
I guess also... he was sending it to a girl and she leaked it. And it was like,
is that what people are saying that Drake leaked it?
I think maybe he was like, I don't care if you do.
Yeah.
And then like, she did. She's like, bet.
Yeah. Cause like, I just feel like when a female's news get leaked, like, I won't, like, re-share that. But I just felt like he was almost, like, responding on Twitter. Like, he was, like...
First of all, if I had that, I would have leaked it myself. If that was my dick, I would have leaked it, too.
Right. He seemed to be perfectly fine with it. And there's a reason for that, Tracy. First of all, I love how I was calling it Drake Snake. And then you're like, yeah, then my phone's blowing up with Drake's dick.
Yeah, sorry, but that's the reality. It's not a snake. It is a fucking dude. It's like, well.
Explain it to Rachel. What position is he in? Okay, well, Tracy's reenacting it for everyone watching on Patreon. But Tracy.
It is literally like, and he's just over here and it's like flapping. It's this high though. It's wild.
Okay, hold on. For everybody listening, Drake is, if you haven't seen it, he is leaned back in what, a bed?
Or a jerk off chair. I don't know what he is.
A jerk off chair. Wow, jerk off station. Yep.
Yeah, the jerk off.
And he's just got the camera. Like, he must have a selfie stick or something.
It's giving ring light.
It's giving ring light for sure.
Yeah, but no. But no light, just the ring.
And he has got his snake in his hands as much as he can handle. And the rest of it is, you know what's crazy, Tracy? My vision of it has like altered. Like it was big, but in my head now it's like this giant monster, you know what I mean?
Like, it was like Yeah, I was like, wow, that's like a really nice sized dick, like very big. I don't know if I could actually handle that one. And then in my head, it like accentuated everything I remembered. And now to me, it's like a garden hose. Like I don't know how to get that image out of my head.
Rach, it was like he was trying to tame a wild animal and he was and like losing control of it.
Yeah, I was like, it's giving like newborn deer dick where it can't stay straight up, so it's like all over the place.
It's giving the guy the car, you know, the car sales, and it's like flying in the wind.
Yeah. It was wild. Can you Google it, Rachel? Yeah. I'd like to see your reaction.
Yeah, Rachel, I'd really like for it to be on your search history. Google
Drake. I'll get Alan to look it up.
All right, yeah.
I would like if the cops were to ever... What are you going to
right now?
He's already ruined. It's fine.
Can we look at...
I would like if the cops ever raided your computer to find this evidence on your history.
Like, what are you going to ask Alan? Are you going to just shoot him a text and be like, hey, can you send me a picture of Drake's dick?
Yeah. I mean, he said he was about to be home, so...
Can we loop him in on this? Because I know he hasn't seen it either, and I'd like to know both of y'all's reaction. You know, like, the crazy thing is that there's some women that are like, I don't know what everyone's talking about. It's not that big. And I'm like, honey, if you don't think that's big.
Yeah, those girls are lying or want to sound like they can take anything. Like, I appreciate a nice size, but, like, even I can be like, ma'am.
Yeah. There's a line.
There's a strong
somewhere. Yeah, like.
Painful and ER.
Either you take Drake's snake or your vagina is a black hole.
Right.
Which one is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot when Rachel said he's about to be home that they live together. Nice.
Oh, wow. It's your first time here?
Yeah. His home is her home. Mm. Sometimes I forget Rachel's not our friend, that she's paid to be here.
I forget a lot of my friends are like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I had heard about it, and when I looked it up and I saw it, I was like, you know what's crazy too? I feel like Drake, for how big his dick is, he should have more swag. Like
he does not... well, but he's very humble about it.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I feel like he doesn't really have big dick energy.
No, honestly, I always thought he was more than likely average.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I would say, like, maybe even below average. Like, a six.
Drake screams below average.
It's
I agree.
Like, six and decently thick. That's what I was expecting, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not too crazy. I don't, like, in no songs has he ever been like, oh, my dick big. Never.
100%.
Like, he's very much like, he made this song about how he shouldn't have to fuck for free. That's true. Now we know that's true.
Now we know what that was about.
Yeah. Some of us are willing to pay for that.
Yeah. I just, like, if you gave me a lineup, like, I often, I don't know if you do this, but I,
yes, I
guess I'd call it like dick imagination.
Yeah.
And if you're a male, I have at some point imagined what your dick looks like.
I think we do that for every male we meet. And that's why
everyone.
Some seem approachable to us. And some of them are like, absolutely not. Because you immediately give, that's why we say big dick energy. Because you either give small or big dick energy. It's just how it is.
I think about this with friends.
Oh, no, everybody.
Coworkers.
Everybody.
With the guy ringing up my gas.
Yeah.
It matters. Dick matter.
For sure. It's just because, like, whatever you project onto us, we're going to judge you for it, whether we know those are facts or not.
Yeah. So, like, if you put Drake in that celebrity lineup, I guess I would have been wrong. I 100% would have said average man.
I was like, I'm the first to admit when I am wrong, and this time I was wrong. It sucks when it happens, but I can say confidently I was not prepared for that.
You're taking one on the chin?
Yeah, it just has to be, because I literally did not give that man the respect he deserved. There was no none.
All right. Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Big dick, little dick, what do you envision there?
I kind of feel like he has, he's a solid to bigger.
Oh, he's a grower.
He's a grower. I feel like he's, yeah, definitely not a shower at first. definitely, like, when you get him going, for sure. But some men, right. This is what I feel about men when they work out really fucking hard and, like, their bodies are perfection. It's because they're making up for
making what up.
Yeah, they have to compensate. So sometimes, like, men who are just, like, this is it. Like, you're either real skinny or you're heavier. Those are the men with the greatest dick because it's, like... The men who work out so hard are like, wow, I gotta win them over with my body because my dick ain't serving the what it needs to be serving, you know?
Ryan Reynolds.
He gives real good dick energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just his comedy and like confidence that it's like if it's like I would say like Hardy.
Yeah, I don't think Blake Lively is spending the rest of her life with an average penis.
I don't know if it's thick. I think it may be a little pencil-like, but maybe 8.
Ryan Gosling.
I don't know why I feel that. I feel like because he's so confident and he's like...
Yeah, I know. I agree.
Nothing about him that gives me small dick energy. Nothing.
Ryan Gosling.
I don't know. A little less, maybe.
You're thinking an average. He's an average man.
Average, not small. Average.
I feel like he dances really well, so it can't be, like, too big.
I don't know.
Is that a weird theory?
Yeah, because he was a Mickey Mouse Club member his whole life, and then he got famous. So it's, like, a lot of these men that are famous, they have confidence from elsewhere, and I can't figure out. Like, I'm better at this with average men that are not celebrities.
All right, well, let me ask you one more. Because we're talking about an athlete
Tom
here.
Tom Cruise is the smallest dick energy to me. It's like, I need to do my own stunts. I need to be Tom Cruise. I need to run a cult. I need to do it because I have small dick energy. It's so small dick energy. It can't even, there is no overview umbrella of small dick energy more than Tom Cruise to me. None.
It's the I need to run a cult for me. Yeah. All right. I'm with you there. What about David Beckham?
I know this is going to sound so horrible, but for some reason, all British men give me like 4 to 6 inch. Like, I don't know why. I think it may be just the accent, like that takes them down. And I know a lot of women love it. For me, I can't imagine being like, beautiful cock, isn't it? Like, I can't really do it. Like, I'm arriving. No, I'm coming. You know, like, everything about British men gives me, I never, ever, ever want to ever hook up with you. Even David Beckham. Like, I would because it was David Beckham, but that's just.
Oh, my God. So I just Googled, like, men in the UK's penis size, and I landed on a website that is average penis sizes. Does the size of the penis matter?
Yes.
And then, do I have a normal penis size? Ooh, listen. Men who obsess about the size of their penis are known as having penile dysmorphic disorder, or PDD.
Wow. I'm going to start being like, he's got PDD.
Can we make that a thing?
Yeah. Instead of, like, BDE, it's PDD.
Yeah, or, like, instead of saying they've got, like, little dick energy, they've got BDD energy. I love it. Penile dysmorphic disorder, PDD.
Oh, I got penile dick dysmorphia, which I also like. We also love that version of the acronym.
I love them trying to make the word penis like serious by calling it penile.
Yeah, it is. It is a penis. And also struggle for people who play the piano that are called pianists. Can't do it. I'm a professional pianist. I'm like,
Wow. Only in the UK, one of the top 10 countries studied, estimated that the average erect penis size to be less than the actual average. Tracy, maybe you are on to
something.
Thank
you so much. I'd like to consider myself a pro in this area.
Oh my God, how did you know that?
I don't know why. Something about men just don't give me solid, put you through drywall energy. I don't know.
Ooh, ooh. The next thing is, I found the best website ever. How small can a penis get?
No, I don't want to play that game.
These include buried penises, where a normal penis is buried or partially covered due to skin and fat from the belly, thigh, scrotum, and micropenis, a condition in which the penis develops to a much smaller size than the typical male. A micropenis is smaller than the typical penis by more than 2.5 standard deviations.
I don't like this. No, this is not something I want to ever give light to. We can't acknowledge the micros of the world.
Well, how have we never talked about a buried penis?
That's disgusting.
Those two words do not belong together.
The only time it's not buried together is when it's buried inside me. That's the only time we talk about that. There's no other proper term for that.
Wow. A buried penis. Wow. Okay. The website continues on. Is it possible to grow your penis? You may alter certain physical characteristics of your body to include things like nutrition, exercise, and grooming. With the exception of a few things, including erection quality, penis size isn't usually one of them. Ooh, there are several techniques for enlarging the penis. Let's see what they are.
I know for sure keeping it hardwood floors are always a big plus for making it look bigger.
You think it makes it look bigger? Like, yes. Bare?
Yes,
bare. The hair makes it look smaller. Yes. Like, it's buried. It's
longer. It seems the... What is it when your, like, eyes play tricks on you?
Yeah, that's it. Oh. Oh, my God.
Like, did you watch Saltburn?
No.
Okay, first
is there
of all,
penis in that?
Oh, there's so much wrong with that movie, but it's, so at the end, you do see full frontal, and it is the actors, what he's confirmed, but he's bushed, and I feel if he was not bushed, we'd all be like, wow, because, like, the freedom to which he was dancing and it was just swinging, like, had it been hardwooded floors, I feel like we would have had a different reaction. I personally was like, ew. But because I just skeet hair.
So you're saying I need to watch this movie?
Yeah, the movie is very much a mix of, I can't think of the other movie, but Talented Mr. Ripley, where he, like, manipulates everyone in the movie to get and do what he wants. It's great, but, like, there's some jump scares. Not scary, but, like, what the fuck? For instance, he drinks someone's bathwater at one point. So those are the type of weird shit that go... But this movie was crazy nominated. And that actor took the fuck off in Hollywood because of this movie.
You told me about the swinging dick. I'm in. You say less.
Okay, we'll be prepared.
All right, here is the last thing from this website, is that the option to increase penile size includes penile fillers, using fillers to increase girth.
Imagine getting filler in your dick.
Dr. Walter?
I don't get it in my face. I literally only get it in my forehead and my lips because the rest hurts, and, like, maybe a nose once every 3 years. The rest, like, cheeks, chin, jaw, all that, I can't imagine.
You can't, like, bring that up to your regular, like, Botox doctor, right? You can't be like, hey, doc.
Botox my cock? No, thanks.
Botox my cock, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Botox.
Yeah, I don't know. Drake Snake, man. It's, I don't know. I think Rachel and Alan went to have sex or something. They literally just left us here.
They're literally watching it together right now.
what just happened?
Who would miss the conversation?
I want them to see Drake Snake so bad. Ladies, if you're looking to see it, the best way, I think, to see it, if you haven't seen it yet, is to go on Twitter and just search Drake Sneak, or in other words, and it should come up rather quickly. I think that's, like, the safest place to find it.
I think that Twitter allows the most.
Yeah, Twitter does the most, for sure.
I don't have Twitter. I think everyone should.
What?
I don't have Twitter.
It's become the worst. Penises are wild. I guess I obsess over it because they're just weird things. I mean, Drake's is a great example of how weird they are. Like, you shouldn't be able to take your dick and just, like, use it like a lasso.
Can I ask a question? Why are majority of humans, like, we all have the same, like, arms?
Right. Right.
Give all men the same dick size.
Right.
It seems so non-inclusive of God.
I know what you're saying.
It's giving me girl energy right now, God.
Like, God's like, here's Adam, here's Eve. And then they're like, okay, we're going to give some Adams, like, King Kong.
He's like Russian roulette.
Yeah. Like, it's not even like, oh, if you're a good person, you get a good dick. Like, it's just, we're going to randomly give you that. No, I mean, mad
good people have not good dick.
And then, like, okay, kind of with the boobs, but, like, we can change our boobs. So it's not, like, no one really cares.
Like, they're still good at whatever size.
Yeah, right.
They're really judged, and it's wrong. Not inclusive at all, in my opinion.
It just, like, also shows, though, that, like, men have so many issues. Like, they got BDD, the balding ones, you know, and the first thing they thought to fix, they like, let's invent boob jobs.
Yeah, to make women better.
I'm sorry, sir. You are a bald asshole.
I do like that they started making height surgery a thing for men now. All these men overseas are getting height enlargements. Like, they're becoming 6 inches taller by elongating their knees. Like, you have to really be traumatized somewhere to be like, let me go under a 6-month recovery.
Tell me, does it sound so painful? It's
wild.
It sounds horrible.
We have completely broken men down to feel like they are not good if they are under 6 feet. That we are making men get surgery for 6 feet plus. It's wild.
Here's the thing. I don't want to be with your fake 6 foot ass.
No, because I don't want my son to be fake 6 feet.
I want a real 6 footer.
I would like a real 6 footer.
Fake. It is. Because you know what? I know in your soul you have that 5'6" energy.
Yeah, you're bringing that 5'6", you're not that 6'5".
No, in your soul, you're not there. So it's not going to do it for me.
I know, but it's so weird. I keep seeing it on TikTok, like all these guys that are like recovering, like my leg enhancement journey. And I'm just like,
oh, wait, that's what it's called? Leg enhancement?
Yeah, or height enhancement or something. It's leg elongating your legs.
Height. And... wow, height enhancement surgery.
Yeah, it is.
Leg lengthening. Oh, you're...
It's wild. And these people are, like, literally growing 5 to 6 inches. And I'm like, wow.
Gosh, how much do you think this costs? It's got to be hella expensive.
Yeah, and, like, super dangerous. You're risking walking again.
Wow, listen to this. How much taller can I get? The total recommendation for lengthening is 2 to 3 inches. That's, like, not even that much, is it?
No.
Lengthening more than three inches in one bone is associated with higher complication rates. This is an estimate, so you know it's more. $71,000.
To go 2 inches to 4 inches?
Bro, like, take your woman and, like, take her shopping, take her on vacation with that money. Like, I feel like they'll love that more than the 2 inches of height.
That's disappointing. I didn't know that. I didn't, like, look into it a lot. I just keep seeing people posting about it. And I guess because I'm watching it, the algorithm's like, let's keep sending her this. And I'm like, well, yeah, because I can't even understand that these people are sacrificing walking to grow 4 inches. Like, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Like, in no world would I shrink 4 inches.
Wow. This is wild. Wow. Listen to this guy. My goal was never to be tall. It was to be in a place where no one comments on my height. Oh, I'm sorry, Alex.
Yeah, see, that's sad. But that men really do have it, like, a little bit rough. That's why maybe they were like, oh, as they get older, they'll get hotter. Because dick size, height size,
femininity. This is funny, but it's not. It said, body shaming is wrong. But there's, like, an asterisk of, like, unless you're short. He even references short kings, a term used in modern dating for short-statured men who are confident and attractive, but otherwise overlooked due to their height. Short kings. Yeah, but like a short king with a big dick, like everything balances out. It's the circle of life. Hakuna Matata. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
No need for this. And like, gosh, I've seen some short guys with like, tallness does not matter when it comes to dick size. You know that.
No.
I've seen some super tall dudes.
I went on a date with this guy who was 6'4", and it was so small. And I was like, whoop. Well, never mind.
All right, we're going to take a really 2-second break, and then we'll come back and we'll get Alan and Rachel's thoughts about the snake.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
This is what I love about Lumi because it is game-changing. It was designed by an OBGYN to work not only on the pits, but also your feet, your privates, everywhere we get odor. So you can put this shit literally all over your body and it's safe to use. No matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. Listen, if you aren't sure, check out their reviews. They have over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it. Make the switch to Lumi, and this Valentine's Day will be all about head-to-toe confidence. Smells like a second date to me. Special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with our exclusive code. Use code BADEXAMPLES at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. Lumi is Lume, Lumi. I'm not going to lie. When I got Lumi, I was like, yeah, right. I can't put this shit all over my body. But let me tell you, I like the way it smelled, so I did. And it smells really good. It's I got the like lavender scent one. And yeah, I just was like, oh, this shit smells really good. So I kind of just like rubbed it on my belly, rubbed it all over the place, and like it kind of just made me smell fresh and made me smell good, and I liked it. I don't know. I love Lumi. It's genius that you can use it anywhere on your body. Control body odor anywhere with Lumi deodorant and get $5 off your starter pack with promo code BADEXAMPLES at LumiDeodorant.com. Okay, let's talk about Factor. You know what I love about Factor? We're talking about meal delivery, but it's no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, no cooking, no cleanup needed. You just got these chef-curated healthy meals right to your door. And they're ready in 2 minutes. I love it. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Whatever tomorrow takes you, be ready with prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You have over 35 different options a week. Whoa, I like that. To choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help you make your weekly planning even more delicious. Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. Two-minute meals. I like this. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. Snacks, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. And if you sign up and save, Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. I like Factor because if you're looking for something that's upscale and like fancy, but you need it fast, that's Factor. Here's the other thing that like makes them different than maybe other food services is that you can get as little or as much as you need. So you can choose between 6 to 18 meals a week. Plus, you can pause or schedule your deliveries at any time. Head to factormeals.com/badexamples50 and use code badexamples50 to get 50% off. That's code badexamples50 at factormeals.com/badexamples50 to get 50% off. Baddies, try Factor. It's like, it's just less. Less is more these days. It's just fast, quick, easy, and it's good. They've always had services like this, but they always haven't been delicious and good. Try Factor. You'll be happy.
Anyway, Alan officially lost 10 minutes of his life. He'll never get back.
I was about to say, what do you want from me in this?
We like, want what you think of that dick.
I think that he likely has a hard time keeping it hard. Blood flow is probably an issue. And that's probably why you hear some of the weirdest, gross shit about Drake, like eating ass and all this stuff, because Drake needs all the extra support he can get.
Are you listening to this?
I'm bewildered by that response. These accusations are so strong and bold.
Like, do you not know that that's a problem that guys can have? Like, if you've got a certain amount of blood in your body and suddenly a good portion is now going to your dick instead of your brain, it's actually hard to maintain an erection. That's a problem.
And Alan, like, saves the day again.
That's why guys in porn, they more often than not, like, they have either like a ton of the pills and stuff to like keep them hard, or they do physical shots in their dick of things that will keep them hard, which ultimately does long-term damage.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I am shook beyond. Wow, okay. I've been educated today.
So what you're saying is, to wrap up this episode, what you're saying is having a large penis is maybe not that great after all.
Yeah, I mean, it, when you hit a certain limit, it's kind of like, well, beyond this, most of my sexual partners will probably get hurt if I can get hard enough for them.
All right. Noted. R.I.P. Drake Snake.
Super noted.
R.I.P. Drake Snake. Is that... I hate that that's probably the title of this episode.
I'm going to go with 99% on that.
All right. So y'all may have already talked about it, but I'm incredibly disappointed that Travis Kelce did not propose to Taylor Swift. I was so fucking prepared for all of the marketing material, and then dumbass let me down. So,
wow.
Honestly, the worst part of Super Bowl was Travis Kelce. Did anybody see what he did when they won? That weird chant?
No.
Yeah,
that gave me the ick. I don't think I can go back from it. A weird chant.
I say Jason Kelce all day, so don't ask.
Oh, 100%. Like, last night, Travis Kelce proved that Jason Kelce is the better Kelce brother.
I just always thought he was, like, he's just like a man more. I can't explain it.
Travis Kelce reminds me of a fuckboy, where Jason Kelce reminds me of a father.
Of an athlete.
Of a what?
Like a fucking football. Like a boy, a guy.
Alan, your hair looks glorious, by the way.
Must be nice, never balding.
It's for sure your best feature. Look at that thing.
Look at the coif.
It's your best feature. Get fucked, Alan. Jesus. All right.
I think my hair is also my best feature. Thank you for not acknowledging how pretty my hair is.
I feel like that's upsetting, Trey, because, like, you paid for your tits. You would want them to be the best feature.
They're still not. My hair truly is the star of the show. I actually also pay for my tits, but okay.
Yeah, Tracy, so after the game, Travis Kelce, like, sang Viva Las Vegas, and it was, like, the cringiest, like, you've never seen it. It ended it for me. It ended the love affair.
It was him screaming at his coach for me. It was giving closet abuser.
Yeah, not a great look.
Like, at the end of the day, it's still your coach. And, well, I don't know. That, like, that made me switch gears a little.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, and he didn't propose. Did you really think he was going to, though?
No, but I was really hoping, because, like, I had an entire marketing, like, idea based off of it that, like, I was going to share a picture and be like, even Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift need a wedding photographer. Like, why not us? Wow. Like, you know. He ruined it for everyone.
There were a lot of good me moments of disappointed 49ers, though.
Oh my god, they were so sad.
The confetti raining on their hair.
Just like, seeing someone like literally getting like bukkakied by confetti while looking sad as fuck, like, it's just ridiculous. Just like
they came so close so many times, that's why it was hard for them to accept it.
Yeah,
it was a great game.
We had a lot of money on a lot of different situations. Didn't work out.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk to y'all later because I got to go back and work.
All right. Thanks for educating us once again, Alan.
Yep. Anytime.
Hope you don't have PDD.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. That's penile dick dysmorphia for you.
He knows.
Oh, sorry. Penile dysmorphic disorder.
This has been an episode for sure. For sure.
Love
it. Tracy, I feel like you need to see this clip. I want your reaction. I want a reaction of your... What? This I'll find in 2 seconds. Hold on.
Mom, the baby pooped. She did a bad poop, and then the baby got it all over her back, over her butt. Now the baby has to take a bath.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday. Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.